The manual has become a virtual industry that has earned the American Psychiatric Association well over $100 million. The question is, has it provided comparable benefits for the patients it is meant to serve? A psychiatric diagnosis has serious consequences. Diagnosis informs treatment, and getting the wrong treatment can have disastrous effects. Also, a diagnostic label is likely to attach to people for the rest of their lives and have a profound influence on how they define themselves. I have met countless patients who have told me that they are bipolar, or borderline, or that they have PTSD, as if they have been sentenced to remain in an underground dungeon for the rest of their lives, like the Count of Monte Cristo. None of these diagnoses takes into account the usual talents that many of our patients develop, or the creative energies they have mustered to survive. All too often, diagnoses are mere tallies of symptoms, leaving patients such as Marilyn, Kathy, and Mary likely to be viewed as out-of-control women who need to be straightened out. The dictionary defines diagnosis as A. The act or process of identifying or determining the nature and cause of a disease or injury through evaluation of patient history, examination, and review of laboratory data. And B. The opinion derived from such an evaluation. In this chapter and the next, I will discuss the chasm between official diagnoses and what our patients actually suffer from, and discuss how my colleagues and I have tried to change the way patients with chronic trauma histories are diagnosed. How do you take a trauma history? In 1985, I started to collaborate with psychiatrist Judith Herman, whose first book, Father-Daughter Incest, had recently been published. We were both working at Cambridge Hospital, one of Harvard's teaching hospitals, and, sharing an interest in how trauma had affected the lives of our patients, we began to meet regularly and compare notes. We were struck by how many of our patients who were diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, or BPD, told us horror stories about their childhoods. BPD is marked by clinging but highly unstable relationships, extreme mood swings, and self-destructive behavior, including self-mutilation and repeated suicide attempts. In order to uncover whether there was, in fact, a relationship between childhood trauma and BPD, we designed a formal scientific study and sent off a grant proposal to the National Institutes of Health. It was rejected.